أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. صدق الله.
அல்லாஹ் சுப்ஹானஹு வ தஆலா, இட் இஸ் அல்லாஹ்ஸ் இம்மென்ஸ் கிரேஸ், ஃபேவர், ஜெனரோசிட்டி, ரிவார்ட் ஃபார் அஸ் தட் ஹீ ஹேஸ் கிவன் அஸ் ரமதான். திஸ் க்ளோரியஸ் மெஜஸ்டிக் ஃபுல் ஆஃப் ரிவார்ட் மந்த் த அல்லாஹ் சுப்ஹானஹு வ தஆலா ஹஸ் பிஸ்டோட் டு அஸ், எ ஃபேன்டாஸ்டிக் மந்த் அல்லாஹ் தஆலா, அ க்ளோரியஸ் மந்த் அல்லாஹ் தஆலா ஹஸ் பிஸ்டோட் டு அஸ். அண்ட் இன் திஸ் மந்த் Allah Ta'ala has told us a great action to do. Such a task, such a duty, such an action for us to implement, without which no human can enter into paradise. It's lazim, essential for a person to attain success in the hereafter. If he doesn't attain this success, then if he doesn't pass this action or implement this action and attain this level, he cannot attain success. And that is taqwa. So in this great, glorious month, Allah has given us a very important and excellent task that we should become muttaqis. Don't become muttaqis, rather Ramadan makes a person a muttaqi. Allah says, in every fast, Allah Ta'ala has put the capacity and the quality is integral. The quality is inbuilt that person, whoever, when he keeps the first fast, he'll become a muttaqi. All of the qualities of a muttaqi, all of the elements of taqwa, yeah, if we see that a person, he becomes a complete seal, an example of taqwa. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instilled all of those qualities within the fast. As soon as a person observes the fast, then taqwa starts to come into him. And all of the qualities, the characteristics, the signs of a muttaqi come into that person. So he starts to develop taqwa. So my brothers, Allah Ta'ala has given us this month to become muttaqis. And Allah has stated as well that I gave you this month for this reason, so you can attain taqwa, so you can become a muttaqi, and then you can become successful. Then it's impossible. It is impossible that if the greatest path, the greatest guide, the greatest method, the greatest connection, without which a person can never become a muttaqi, rather you can say and consider that is taqwa in reality. That is taqwa in reality. If we don't have that in this Ramadan, in Ramadan there is so strong a connection that Allah Ta'ala Himself has stated in the Quran, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ لُهُدَى لِلنَّاسِ وَبَيْنَاتِ. Allah Ta'ala says that this is the glory of Ramadan, that in this month I revealed the Quran, I sent the Quran. So the Quran and Ramadan have such a strong connection that you can't take Quran out of Ramadan and you can't take Ramadan out of the Quran. You can't take Quran out of Ramadan and vice versa. These are both together, companions. And after this, the order is that we need to instill taqwa. We need to bring taqwa into our life. So it's obvious that Ramadan is awakening us. It is reviving this understanding that create the connection, strengthen your bond with the Quran. Without strengthening the bond with the Quran, you cannot be muttaqis. We see that this Quran is what makes a person a muttaqi. The Quran, it connects a person in three ways. Connects to a person in three ways. The relationship with the Quran should be in three ways. So, first is the greatness of the Quran, the importance of the Quran, the esteem of the Quran. There should be so much honor and awe and respect of the Quran, more than anything else in the world. We should have the importance, the greatness, the significance, the esteem and the honor of the Quran heart more than any other kalam in the world, anything that exists. It should be. Why? Whose kalam is this? Whose words are this? These are the words of the King of Kings. The King of Kings. So if these are the words of the King of Kings, then this kalam, the Quran, is the King of all scriptures. Yes, because Allah's words, Allah is the King of Kings, so this kitab is the King, the supreme master across all written objects in the world. So this is the first connection we should have with the Quran in terms of having honor for the Quran. Secondly, tilawat of Quran, recitation of the Quran, the greatness of reciting the Quran. We can see is that Allah Ta'ala Himself, Allah has mentioned the Quran in His own language. First of all, when Allah Ta'ala recited the Quran, then everything fell unconscious in the universe. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, after him, 600 years after, the wahi came, the revelation came. So Allah Ta'ala Himself recited. Subhanallah. To this extent that Jibreel alayhi salam and all the malaika fell unconscious. And then when they came back to consciousness, Jibreel alayhi salam first came back to consciousness, and all the malaika then asked after that, "Hada, what was this? What was this kalam, Jibreel alayhi salam?" He said, "Qawlul haqq." This is the haqq, the haqq words, the words of truth. Subhanallah. And then this kalam, look at the connection of this Quran. In whose blessed chest and heart was this revealed? In whose heart was this revealed? Such a great honorable chest and heart in which this Quran was revealed. And reality, the Quran that has come to us, the pious predecessors have stated, that the Quran has come to us through two mediums. We were not capable that directly we could receive the Quran. No, the first mode of the Quran coming was Jibreel alayhi salam, and secondly, the mode was the blessed, honorable chest and heart of Sayyid al-Mursaleen, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So two modes, Sayyid al-Malaik, Jibreel alayhi salam, and after that, the chest and the heart of Sayyid al-Mursaleen, Sayyid al-Anbiya, the chief of the prophets. If the Quran was to, it could never come direct to us. How could we have absorbed it? We would have been burnt and destroyed, so jalali and full of Allah's glory and majesty. So it's come via the two modes, via Jibreel alayhi salam and the Prophet. So the second rite of the Quran is the recitation of the Quran. The first rite of the Quran is that we should have awe, honor, esteem, respect as much as we can, maximum for the Quran. That's number one, our connection with the Quran. Number two, the relationship with the Quran should be with regards to reciting it and reciting the Quran. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah said, the way to recite the Quran, there are three steps to reciting the Quran. Firstly, the minor step, the least step, the middle step, and the high step of reciting the Quran. The least step for recitation of Quran, the first step, yes, and then the highest step. So if we look at the high step of recitation of the Quran is that a person should, in 3 days, he should complete recitation of one Qur'an. Yes, the pious predecessor did not prefer less than 3 days. So it stated that at least what should happen is that this is the high grade recitation of Qur'an, the high pious predecessor, the muttaqeen, the people who have high levels, that in 3 days they complete the Qur'an. Then the middle step is that you complete the Qur'an in a week, like there are seven manzils, seven sections. And the least step number one, is that you should complete the Quran in 1 month. And this is the least step, the least. It should not be less than this. In a month, one Quran should be complete. This is the haqq of the Quran. So three rites. Right, number one, the honor of the Quran in the heart. Number two, the recitation of the Quran. Number three, amal of the Quran. Practice of the Quran. Amal is also essential. Practice. And without amal, one cannot succeed. Hazrat Ali karamallahu wajh radhiyallahu stated a hadith that whoever has recited the Quran and has memorized it, however much he can, Surah Yasin, do hifz, that is hifz of Quran, do hifz of Quran, Surah Ikhlas, Allah's generosity, even he will be classed as a hafid. He's memorized the Quran on that level that he was capable, or if he's memorized two juz or three verses, if someone says that he has memorized five verses, but alhamdulillah, Allah's rahmah, his mercy, his karam, his generosity in the hereafter, he will also include those people amongst those who at least they are some level of hafidh, but the hadith will be relevant to that person, suit that person. Rasulullah said, whoever has recited the Quran and tried his best, he's done hifd. Not that he's memorized the whole Quran, whoever's memorized the Quran is, and if he accepts the halal lawful in the Quran as lawful and considers the unlawful as unlawful, then Allah Ta'ala will enter that person into paradise. And that from his family, such 10 people, he will be able to intercede for them, for whom Jahannam, hellfire, was wajib, compulsory, subhanallah. They were destined for him. They will get the intercession, subhanallah. This is the connection of the Quran. So first step is that you should have the honor, so the relationship connection number one, honor of the Quran, esteem number two, recitation of the Quran, and connection number three is amal of the Quran, practice of the Quran. Because now all three connections, a person wants to become a muttaqi, all three, la'allakum tattaqoon, isn't it? And the first way to become a muttaqi, the base foundation is the Quran. Without Quran, there's no taqwa. Because Quran is, if we don't do amal on the Quran, we don't practice it, then that third connection, that is the reality of what gives taqwa to a person. The third connection of amal of the Quran. Yes, you should have awe, esteem, honor, 100% of the Quran. Recite the Quran. But if there's no amal, and you have the first two, then you will fail. You cannot become muttaqi. Cannot. Yes, if you have the awe, the honor, the esteem, the respect of the Quran, and recitation, tilawat, and on top of that, amal. Practice, and how should we practice that? Accept haram as haram, halal as halal. We have to have this knowledge. If we don't fulfill these conditions of the Quran, then he cannot become a muttaqi. And this is the condition that we see in the fast. Allah Ta'ala fulfills this through the fast. Allah Ta'ala says eating is unlawful, we've left food during fasting. Allah Ta'ala said drinking is haram, we left drinking during fasting. Allah stated, subhanallah, that you can't go to your wives, we have left that action. All the halal, normal, lawful things, Allah has made them unlawful, haram. And those that are already haram, that the Quran has prescribed, continuously they are haram, ongoing. Then how can we implement those? Or if after practicing them, those actions, how can we say, we recite a lot of Quran. I recite a lot of Quran. I respect the Quran. In reality, that is not real recitation. That is not real respect of the Quran. Real respect of the Quran and real recitation of the Quran comes into a person at that time when he has amal according to the orders and injunctions of the Quran. Empty-handed, with a hollow box, we say, yes, I recite the Quran. Yes, you do recite the Quran physically. I've got a lot of respect and honor for the Quran, Mahat. Yes, you do. Allah will respect that. Fine. But taqwa will not come into the life. Taqwa will not come to life. Thawab will come. Yes, reward, you recited this much, you had this much respect for Quran. Yes, there would be thawab. But taqwa will not come into the life of that person. He cannot become a muttaqi. Muttaqi you become when you fulfill the third condition. Remember this. The third condition, the third connection with the Quran, you can only become a muttaqi when you establish the third connection with the Quran. Because the Quran's glory and majesty is high, extremely high. Is so high and superior. Allah Ta'ala has said that Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, he stated a hadith that if we just look at the status of reciting and the honor and the awe of the Quran, that a person keep on reciting the Quran, Allah will say in the hereafter, keep on reciting the Quran and keep on rising and climbing the levels of paradise, and your level, the final level, will be where you recite the final verse of the Quran. So due to the connection of the Quran, person gets so high, his ranks are increased so much, he will get very high stages in the Quran, that where will be the final verse of the Quran he recites, and that will be his final abode. Allah says, recite the Quran just like you used to in the world. This is the thawab for reciting the Quran, for the tilawat of the Quran. This is just for reciting the Quran. Then, if that is the case, that says with the hereafter and then the dunya, look at the connection of the Quran in the dunya. If a person has connection with the Quran in the dunya, in this world, as Uthman bin Affan, Jami al-Quran, radiyallahu anhu, his famous hadith that he narrated, that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that amongst all of you, the best from amongst all of you, Tell me now. Tell me. With regards to the hereafter, we know that it's good that a person keeps on reciting and he'll keep on climbing the ranks and the levels of Jannah. And the highest grade Allah Ta'ala will give based on his recitation in the dunya. It's stated there will be people around the world, rich people, wealthy people, comforts, luxuries, titles. They'll have lengthy titles, big shots, so-called names, writers and this and that. And we see this in the dunya today. We see this in every field, experts and people are honored due to this and that. He's honored due to this and he's the best and he's well recognized. He achieved a miracle. He achieved the heights of the world according to different subjects, careers and pastimes and hobbies. People progress and advance. But the best is he. The best is he. When the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says from his blessed words that he is the best, if our honorable and beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said he's the best, then nobody can be better than that person. Whether the people of the world accept or not, whether the people know it or not, but oh, I swear by Allah, the blessed tongue of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if he said that someone's the best, the power of the world cannot challenge that. The power of the world cannot contest that. Cannot contest that. If Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said from his blessed tongue that he is the best man, he is the best, she is the best woman, then remember that all of the angels respect that person. All of the universe and creation respect that person. They honor that person. They uplift that person. They hold him in high esteem. It's not necessary for a person of the world, a human being, to say he's the best. If the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said he's the best, then he is the best. In the best human being, then obviously he is the best. Who is that person? Rasulullah told us. Who is that person? Who learns the Quran and teaches the Quran. Subhanallah. So we say, oh, he's a taqa mulvi. Mulana sahab. He sits in the masjid all the time. He just stays in the masjid. But he's got the relationship, isn't he? We ask, who is he? He's an engineer. He's a professor, businessman, tradesman. If you say to someone, he teaches Quran, then they put their head down. Look back. Today, if you seek the partner for your daughter, a husband for your daughter, ask those families in today's day and age, Corona age. My brothers, the Quran connection, everything is due to the Quran's connection. All of the respect is due to the connection of the Quran. All respect is due to connection of the Quran. Remember, the mu'min's glory is due to the Quran. The majesty of a mu'min, as soon as we lower our gaze from the Quran, Allah Ta'ala will lower our respect in the world. For sure. For sure. Today, such women, girls, who teach the Quran in parda, who give ta'aleem, alhamdulillah, their life objective is to teach Quran to children, and they do hifz of the Quran. The Prophet is confirming their glory, they're the best women. But today our criterion when we seek a rishta or a partner for our daughter or son, this woman, what has she studied? What degree has she studied? What company does she work in? And how much money does she earn and bring home? This is our basis and criterion for finding the partner for our daughter, for our sons. No, she teaches Quran to the kids. That's all she does. She does ta'aleem. No, that's too much. It's not good enough. We can't tolerate that. No, we need to progress with the times, with the day and age, with this generation. And we say we have yaqeen and we love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the respect for the blessed statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam we have. This is the awe and the esteem, the honor we have for his blessed statement, his blessed tongue, his words, that he's praising that woman. She's the best woman amongst the whole world. She's the best woman who has learned the Quran and taught the Quran to her children, to other people. And she has that status and reality, that person, that woman who teaches the Quran. Then tell me, will Allah not protect that woman? Will Allah Ta'ala not give her a high grade status in Jannah? And such women, for Allah protects such women in the world. Allah will give Jannah to the woman. Allah will give Jannah paradise. Allah Ta'ala eliminates her sins in the world. Allah prepares for her in the world such an honorable and respectful career and profession. She's got that blessed woman. Great, great profession, my brothers, to teach the Quran. You will, people say in the world, give us a letter, reference, and give me a reference of a minister, and then you'll get the job. Give me a reference of a businessman or someone high in society, and you'll get the job. The Quran, the profession of teaching the Quran, my brothers, listen, the profession of learning the Quran, teaching the Quran, only that woman and man will get who Allah Ta'ala likes. That person cannot teach the Quran. That person cannot learn the Quran who Allah Ta'ala does not like. Congratulations to those people that from their birth Allah Ta'ala preferred them. This individual, that he is the best person. Allah Ta'ala says, I'll give him the job and the career and the profession of my liking, my preference. Allah says, and the best thing that Allah Ta'ala prefers and likes is Allah Ta'ala keeps him and gives him the profession of learning and teaching Quran. I swear by Allah, don't fall under the pressure of inferiority complex or pressure of the world. This is the biggest waswas and whispering of shaitan. Those people are serving the Quran, teaching the Quran. Those women folk who are teaching the Quran today, the world degrades them, belittles them. They look down at them with the inferiority complex that we are behind the times of the world. Allah Ta'ala's great honor of Allah Ta'ala's words, all the world to one side. Rasulullah's blessed words on one side. Nothing can compete. One woman, if she teaches a child, a girl, the Quran, on the day of judgment, that girl will stand on the day of resurrection, that this, my ustadni, my female teacher, she taught me the Quran. That she taught me the honorable Quran, such a great Quran. Allah Ta'ala sends that Quran, and Jibreel Islam brought the Quran, and the Rasulullah's blessed and honorable chest and heart absorbed the Quran. The three modes of teaching the Quran, the recitation Allah Ta'ala Himself recites, the angels listen and they fall unconscious. And the first tilawat recitation, Allah recited the Quran, and all the malaika, all malukuti fell unconscious. Jibreel alayhi salam, he fell unconscious. Mikael fell unconscious. All the angels fell unconscious. And then imagine Allah's reciting the Quran. Imagine the maqam. Can anyone hear this? Absorb this? And a woman is teaching this behind the parda and teaching the Quran. Can you imagine the status of that woman? That Allah is the protector of those people. Allah delivers rizq to those people. Allah gives them ease. My Hazrat rahmatullah said a great statement, that if someone learns the Quran just to earn the world, even then he will be successful. He's the beloved servant of Allah. Even if he learns the Quran, teaches the Quran, that through fraud, a woman, if she teaches the Quran, even if she's doing something wrong and she's teaching Quran, even that earning for her, at least she's teaching Quran, even if she's learned the Quran and taught it just to earn the worldly funds and money, Allah, even then, He will not leave that woman alone. Even then, her izzah, her respect will be established. That at least for her izzah, she had the nisbat and the connection with the Quran, whatever reason it was for. Subhanallah. Even if it was a false connection, but at least it was with the Quran that she had the nisbat connection. So who can compare with her? Those women folk, those men and women, Allah will protect them. The Quran will protect them, and such Allah will protect them. Remember this, I'm telling you this now, that those who serve the Quran, who have a connection with the Quran and teach the Quran, my iman says, my belief says, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not let that person depart the world until Allah ta'ala doesn't prepare Jannah for that person. That even if they commit a mistake, an error, a sin, eventually Allah Ta'ala will drag that person back. Allah Ta'ala will drag that person back, eliminate all the sins, because Allah Ta'ala gave that profession to that person, that glorified, majestic career path. Allah says, this is that person who's come. He's left the world. Look, O people of the hereafter, O angels, this is that individual who's left the world, who attached his heart to the Quran. That he taught the Quran to my makhluk, to my creation. Yes, will Allah Ta'ala lift them in just that, like that? Allah, no, will purify them first in some way or other. So it's better that the human being himself purifies himself. May not be that Allah Ta'ala has to purify that person. But Allah Ta'ala has promised those people for their sakina, for their ease, for their comfort, for their rizq, for their wealth, for their status, for their rank, for their honor, for their maqam. Allah, they should not be upset. If in the world they don't get nothing, then don't be upset at all. Allah Ta'ala stated, you will continue to be elevated in the hereafter due to the rank of the Quran. So this is the connection. This is just the second connection with the Quran for reciting. Now let's come to the real, genuine connection, which is the real reason why the Quran was revealed, for halal and haram differentiation. The person who grabs hold of that connection, then for that person Allah says he's become a muttaqi. He will have the highest level as a Muslim, taqwa, muttaqi. The whole Quran explains on every page that the muttaqeen, how they will be treated. And who prepares the muttaqi? The Quran prepares the muttaqi. Subhanallah. The muttaqeen, how are they prepared? How are they readied? Not just from the holding the Quran with honor and esteem, or through reciting Quran, what we just explained. Now, those who practice the Quran, who accept lawful from the Quran, halal, accept unlawful haram from the Quran, their levels in Jannah will be so high, that 10 people who are destined for Jahannam, they will intercede for them and take them into Jannah. Because taqwa they have, they are the muttaqis. Subhanallah. So the third connection of the Quran. This is the message of Ramadan, the amal of the Quran. Allah Ta'ala says, O my beloved, believing men and women, Ramadan has come and it's brought the Quran, subhanallah. Ramadan has come and it has come with it the rain of mercy, the rains of mercies. So the Quran has arrived. Allah said, I revealed the Quran for you. Udallinnas, subhanallah. And Allah says, so that via the Quran, you can differentiate between halal and haram. With every ayah, I have explained to you that Allah Ta'ala likes this, Allah Ta'ala dislikes this. Allah says, Allah Ta'ala prefers this action, Allah Ta'ala doesn't like this action. And whoever understands this, that Allah Ta'ala dislikes this via the Quran, udallinnas, subhanallah. Allah says, this is hadaya and guidance for mankind, that he should understand haram and halal. When they understand halal and haram, Allah swears that they will never return towards haram. Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran hudan lin-nas. This is the haqq of the Quran. Allah is telling us the haqq of the Quran. Hudan lin-nas. Ramadan, the Quran prepares a person via amal. Subhanallah, not just reciting the Quran, but gives hidayah. Beware, don't do this action. Beware, don't consume riba. Don't do immodest actions. Don't listen to singing and music. Beware, don't look at evil things with your eyes. Don't do things with your libas, attire. Don't leave your home immodestly. What is this? Hudan linnas. Quran is giving hidayah. Guidance. Allahu Akbar. Wa bayyinatin minal huda. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala explains clearly. Wal Furqan. It was the month of Ramadan in which the Quran was first bestowed from on high as a guidance unto man and a self-evident proof of that guidance and the standard. So when a person believes in the Quran in this way, then Ramadan is telling us, it's teaching us, it's reminding us, what is it? It is teaching us how to fast. Then when we keep the fast, this is the instruction of the Quran. Remember, the fasting is instruction from the Quran, that accept halal as halal and haram as haram. So today Allah is making us practice this. Don't eat this when, from the morning until the evening, you don't do those actions Allah Ta'ala has told you to refrain from, then your fast is complete. What is that? Fasting. Subhanallah. So when from morning till evening, dawn to sunset, you according to Allah Ta'ala's instruction are not doing those deeds that Allah Ta'ala has told you to refrain from, and you'll do those deeds that Allah Ta'ala has ordered. When we implement this principle, morning till evening, when we do this, that becomes the fast. Is it? That's the definition of fast. So if in life we do those actions that the Quran has guided us to, in other words, if Allah guides us to do something and don't do these things, when a human being lives his life according to that principle, then he becomes a muttaqi. Subhanallah. Fast to muttaqi, fast to muttaqi, fast to muttaqi, isn't it? He becomes a muttaqi. Just like during Ramadan, dawn to sunset, we become a fasting person, the sign person. When he does all those things Allah Ta'ala has said do or refrain from during the fast, we become a fasting person. In the same way, just like 30 days we pass Ramadan, we become the fasting people. If we pass the 30 days, then the rest of the life, if we live the life like that, then we become muttaqis and we'll adopt taqwa in our lives. That's it. That's the message of Ramadan. It's plain and simple. هُدَى لِلنَّاسِ وَبَيْنَاتٍ مِّنَ الْهُدَى. So this is the glory of Ramadan, Quran. And Quran says become muttaqis, and you cannot become muttaqi without Quran practice. If the Quran doesn't come into our lives, and there are three ways to bring Quran into our lives: the honor of the Quran, the esteem, number one; number two, reciting the Quran; and both things along them, with them, attached to them, to become muttaqi, to become the muttaqi, we must have step three, amal of the Quran. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq for this. Wa akhru dawan an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin.
وهزلنا وجدنا وخطنا ومدنا كل ذلك إننا لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا الله يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم يا غفار يا ستار اے میرے مولا اس باب برکت لمحات میں, اے میرے مولا اس باب برکت دن میں, اے میرے مولا اس باب برکت ذات کی ابتدا میں, یا کریم ہم تو سے التجا کرتے ہیں. یا اللہ ہمارے سارے گناہ, ساری زندگی گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے. یا اللہ جو گناہ اور جرم سے غلطی میں ہو گئے, نادانی میں ہو گئے, بے وقوفی میں ہو گئے, میرے مولا اندھیرے میں ہو گئے, اجالے میں ہو گئے, چھپ کے ہو گئے, ظاہر ہو گئے, میرے مولا ہم تیرے مجرم ہیں, تو ہم پہ فضل فرما دے. یا اللہ تو کرم فرما دے. یا اللہ آج کی رات تو ہمیں معاف فرما دے. یا اللہ تو ہمارے گناہوں کو بخش دے. یا اللہ تو ہمارے گناہوں کو بخش دے. یا اللہ ہماری مصیبتوں کو دور فرما دے, ہماری پریشانی کو دور فرما دے. اے میرے مولا ہمارے بوجھ ہلکے فرما دے, ہمارے کام درست فرما دے. یا اللہ ہمارے کام درست فرما دے, ہمارے دلوں کو منور فرما دے. یا اللہ ہمارے دلوں کو منور فرما دے. یا اللہ ہمارے باطن کو پاکیزہ کر دے. یا کریم ہمارے باطن کو پاکیزہ کر دے. اے میرے مولا تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا. یا اللہ ہم تجھ سے راضی ہو جائیں. اے میرے مولا تو ہم سے ایسا راضی ہو کہ جب ہم دنیا سے جا رہے ہوں تو میرے مولا یہ آوازیں گونج رہی ہوں کہ آؤ رادیت مردیا, میں تم سے راضی ہو گیا, تم مجھ سے راضی ہو گئے. اے میرے مولا وہ اعمال نصیب فرما جس سے تو راضی ہوتا ہے. یا اللہ وہ محبوب اعمال بتا, اعمال ہمیں نصیب فرما جو جس سے تو ہمیں بندے کو اپنا محبوب بنا لیتا ہے. اے میرے مولا یا اللہ وہ اعمال نصیب فرما جس سے تو بندے کو اپنا محبوب بنا لیتا ہے. یا اللہ وہ اعمال نصیب فرما جس سے تو بندے کو اپنے قریب فرما لیتا ہے, اپنا مقرب فرما لیتا ہے. یا اللہ تو اپنا ولی بنا لیتا ہے, تو جو اعلان فرما دیتا ہے یہ میرا دوست ہے میرے مولا. یا اللہ وہ اعمال نصیب فرما, وہ اعمال نصیب فرما میرے مولا جو جنت میں اعلیٰ درجات ہمیں نصیب فرما دیں. اے میرے مولا قرآن کے تین حقوق ادا کرنے کی ہمیں توفیق نصیب فرما. یا اللہ تمام عظمت سے زیادہ عظمت ہمارے دل میں قرآن کی ہو جائے. یا اللہ تمام تلاوت سے بڑھ کر تلاوت ہمیں قرآن کی ہو جائے. اے میرے مولا اور تمام عمل ہماری زندگی کے بمطابق قرآن کی ہو جائیں. یا کریم ایسی زندگی ہمیں نصیب فرما دے. یا اللہ اس رمضان سے ہم نکلیں تو ہمیں متقی بنا دے اور تقوی ہماری قسمت میں رکھ دے. متقی عورتوں میں, متقی مردوں میں ہمارا شمار فرما لے. اے میرے مولا ہم جانتے ہیں ہم بہت کمزور ہیں, نادان ہیں. میرے مولا جس طرح بہترین طریقے سے میرے مولا تو رمضان میں ہمیں گناہوں سے بچنے کی توفیق دے رہا ہے. یا اللہ باقی زندگی میں ہمیں سے بچنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما. یا اللہ ہماری خاتون کے سروں پہ میرے مولا یا اللہ تو چادر عطا فرما. یا اللہ تو عصمت کی چادر نصیب فرما دے, ان کے چہروں کو ڈھانپ لے. یا اللہ ان کو تقدس فرما دے, ان کے چار دیواری والی زندگی نصیب فرما. بچوں کے اعلیٰ درجے کی تربیت کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما. ایسی کیاریاں بنا میرے مولا جن جوان ہونے کے بعد ان سے ایسے ایسے پھل نکلیں سنت اور شرا کے میرے مولا کہ سارا زمانہ اس سے مہک جائے. یا کریم اور ایسے مرد پیدا فرما ہمارے اولادوں میں. یا اللہ ایسے جوان پیدا فرما میرے مولا جو نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی اس زمانے کے اندر سنتوں کو زندہ فرما دیں. یا کریم تو اپنے فضل کرم سے یہ رمضان ہماری زندگی کا بہترین رمضان بنا دے. یا اللہ بہترین رمضان بنا دے. یا اللہ تو اپنے فضل کرم سے اپنے حبیب کے صدقے سے میرے مولا جو دعائیں ہم نے مانگی دعاؤں کو قبول فرما دے. یا اللہ ہمارے بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرما. یا اللہ ہمارے ماں باپ کی بخشش نصیب بخشش فرما دے. یا اللہ ہمارے لواحقین کی بخشش فرما دے. یا اللہ ہمارے جتنے بھی رشتہ دار دنیا سے جا چکے ان سب کی مغفرت فرما دے. اے میرے مولا حضرت آدم علیہ السلام سے لے کر قیامت تک آنے والے مومنین مومنات کی بخشش فرما دے. اے میرے مولا ہمارے ان لوگوں میں شمار فرما دے میرے مولا جن کا آج رات تو اعلان فرمائے گا کہ میں ان کو جہنم سے آزاد کر دیا اور جنت میں ان کے ٹھکانے بنا دیے. میرے مولا اس لسٹ میں ہمارا نام بھی تو درج فرما دے. وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلق ہی نور عرش ہی زینت فرش ہی وعالی صحابی اجمعین فی رحمتی کا یا رحم الراحمین. آمین.